If you have your Bibles, Matthew, the 15th chapter, where we'll be at in just a moment. We've all experienced in the past the plate containing the bread goes down the row. Now, if you're in the first row, usually when the plate comes down, maybe the bread hasn't been broken yet, and so you're one of the first people to break the bread. And so there's still a variety of different pieces. Or maybe you're at the back, and so the communion bread has been broken a few times, and you start to notice that there's flaking and there's crumbs that are on the plate. Now, I know today, you know, with the bread being individualized, yet at some point in time, maybe you can either feel the crumbs in your mouth, maybe they drop out of your mouth, or maybe they're even in the cup when you go to break it. And usually what happens with these pieces, these crumbs are left aside and eventually they get discarded into the waste. But yet, let us look at a passage of Scripture where crumbs were something that was on the heart of someone. See, in Matthew, the 15th chapter, starting at verse 21, it says this. It says, "Leaving that place, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And a Canaanite woman from that vicinity came to him crying out, 'Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is demon-possessed and suffered greatly.' Jesus did not answer a word. So his disciples came to him and urged him, 'Send her away, for she keeps crying out after us.' He answered and said, 'I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel.' The woman, though, came and knelt before him. 'Lord, help me,' she said. Jesus replied, 'It is not right to take the children's bread and to toss it to the dogs.' 'Yes, it is, Lord,' she said. 'Yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table.' Then Jesus said to her, 'Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted.' And her daughter was healed at that moment." So notice we see here a Gentile woman in her distress finds the Lord and petitions him to have mercy on her. But then Jesus, when he first responds, lets her know that the message is for Israel. We see in Malachi, the 3rd chapter, verse 1, the prophet states this. He says, "I will send my messenger who will prepare the way before me. Then suddenly the Lord you are seeking will come to his temple. The messenger of the covenant whom you desire will come, says the Lord Almighty." See, Jesus didn't lack empathy for the woman, but as we see as Malachi speaks out, his mission was for the people of Israel. Yet notice continually the woman's response. The woman calls out to him, "Lord," understanding his role. She calls out to him, "Son of David," understanding his lineage. And yet this, a Canaanite woman, she knows that this is someone that can help her. And then when Jesus replies to her about the children's bread, notice that she states, "Even the dogs, though, can receive some." Now, I don't want us to be confused, because I know sometimes the word here for dogs gets translated as the puppies, but it's not. These are dogs that are of diminutive stature. Worthless, if you will. See, she notes her status. She notes who she is, but she also even acknowledges and understands that yet, how many times, God, have you done something for us people, the Gentiles? And in fact, after all, if we were to go through the Old Testament and look, God many times looked out for those that weren't his people. If you will, you could say, metaphorically, there was crumbs that were left there. But see, the crumbs get left on the plate because we don't eat the crumbs. We eat the bread. See, the crumbs here are a reminder of her faith, but to us, when we see crumbs on the plate, they're a reminder that we partake in something greater. We partake in the whole. See, Acts chapter 2, verse 39 says, "The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call." the promise for those who are fall off. That's us. That's that Canaanite woman, the Gentile. We read earlier in Sunday school, but in Acts chapter 10, verses 44 and following, it says, while Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message. The circumcised believers who had come to Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God. And Peter said, surely no one can stand in the way of them being baptized with water. They have received the Holy Spirit just as we. So he ordered that they be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked Peter to stay with them for a few days. We see here with Cornelius and those of his household, these Gentiles, they didn't get crumbs anymore. They were partaking of the whole. And in Romans 8, 14 through 17, it says this. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you receive does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you receive brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, the Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in the sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory. See, for this woman, the crumbs were just an avenue of trying to get hope for her daughter. But for us, they speak a greater message that we don't partake of the crumbs anymore. We partake of the whole. So next time you see crumbs in maybe your little cup, or maybe if you ever get an opportunity again to have the plate passed around and you see those crumbs, just remember that those crumbs are a reminder that we don't just get a little, but we get to partake in the whole. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for your blessing. And Lord God, we just are so grateful that we who were once afar off, Lord God, now have an opportunity to be called children and heirs. And so as we partake of this time of communion in the remembrance of the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray that it's a reminder of who we are, Father God, that we are ones who are your children, that we are part of the covenant, that we get to partake in the whole. So we thank you and we praise you for that. We ask, Lord God, as we continue through this week, that we never forget, but we let our light shine as your children. And it's through your Son's name we pray. Amen.